enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he has made me glad. I am not rejoicing because of what I see. I am rejoicing because God has made me glad. I am rejoicing because I have the backing of the supernatural. I am rejoicing because God is good to me. I am rejoicing because he has given me another opportunity to be among the living soul. I am rejoicing because he is the strength of my life. I am rejoicing because he is the power that gives me strength. He is the power unto salvation. He is the power that is redeeming my life. He is the strength of our life. We are rejoicing because God is faithful. He is the reason I am living, I am breathing, and he is the reason why I have my being. I am rejoicing because he is the ruler of the world. He is the ruler of my life. I am rejoicing because he is the lover of my life. I am rejoicing because he is the one that renews my strength on a daily basis. I am rejoicing because he is changing my bed from the natural to the supernatural. I am rejoicing because he will strengthen me. He will shield me as I go out today. I am rejoicing because he gives me victory on a daily basis. I am rejoicing because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am rejoicing because he is the peace I enjoy. He is my joy. I exalt and appreciate you. I say thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for what you are doing and for what you are still going to do. I bring my sacrifices of praise this morning and I say thank you. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is Friday, May 8, 2026, and we are grateful for what God has done. I want us to make these words of declaration as we go today. That Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I go out today, I go out in your strength. I go out in your grace and in your power. I am renewed from my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. Strength is made available for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I live the life of Christ because the light of God is all I need to move today and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. I have set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I set the Lord before me today. He is at my right hand. I will not be moved spiritually, physically, financially, health-wisely, emotionally, and in all I need as a living being. I will not be moved. I speak the peace of the Lord into my journey today. I enjoy peace all around me in Jesus' name. I am help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the supernatural ability that God has released upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. Great is my reward in Jesus' name. The Lord calls forth help for me on every side in Jesus' name. I will not experience helplessness, even to the smallest state of helplessness. I will not experience it today because I live in the supernatural ability of God in the name of Jesus Christ. I am graced today in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the beauty that comes from the throne of grace upon my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The heaven of mercy opens for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The heavens of the rain, the dew, and that of the shower in the name of Jesus Christ. I run through a troop and I leap over walls because I have the power of the supernatural walking behind me, working for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Today becomes testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. My life becomes the embodiment of testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, as we have been discussing from the beginning of this month, we've been talking about the renewal of strength, and the actual scripture has been taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 to 31. Isaiah 40, 28 to 21. It says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. I want us to look at this verse that says, "He said, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength." I want to search throughout the world and give me a man that has might, and give me a man that has strength. Searching all through, we cannot see anybody. Man is born with weakness. So he said, he gives strength to those who are weak. He gives strength to those who have no might, and he increases strength. I pray that we will enjoy the strength of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to know that in this kingdom, we are ruled, enabled, and strengthened in the knowledge and the understanding of the Supreme God. Knowledge in God is power unto salvation, because as human, we are free, we have the strength. So knowledge in the power of God is unto salvation. Understanding is knowing what the truth is, what it means, and the way it should work. That means if we lack the understanding of knowing what the truth is, we cannot enjoy what it means, we cannot enjoy what it is, and we cannot know the way it works. Anybody that lacks the understanding, the knowledge of who God is, will wait in vain. Every man is born to wait at one point or the other. No one escapes the process of waiting, because that is what we need to balance the equation of our life. For every man that is born of a woman needs a time or a process of waiting to balance his or her equation in life. Anybody who lacks this ability of understanding and knowing who God is will wait in vain. I want us to know that every man is born to wait at one point or the other in the journey of life to balance his or her equation. Your equation is different from the equation of another person. So we need to go through the process of waiting to balance our equations for life. I want us to know that the problem we face as human is that many of us wait in vain. We wait in vain because we do not allow ourselves to undergo the process of transformation. The state of waiting is a process of transformation, and many of us don't go through the process of transformation in that state of waiting. And the reason we go through transformation is for us to become a better version of ourselves. Your version of today is not the best of you. There is still room for you. There is room for me. That is why we go through the stage of transformation, so that we can become a better person every day we add to ourselves. The process of transformation is a process of growth, and that is the place of renewal, adding strength to ourselves, becoming a better person. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday is not enough for today. Yesterday is yesterday. Yesterday is gone. So we need to add to ourselves so that we can grow, become a better version of ourselves. Anyone that stays in a stagnant state will not be transformed. The person will just be walking in circle, and the person's life will be increasing in age, but the person will be reducing in stature. That is why we need to go through the process of renewal to transform us to become a better person. I want us to know what Job chapter 14 verse 1 says. We are all born helpless. Man is born helpless and weak. All lead the same short, troubled life. It means that the life of man is short, but filled with a lot of trouble. Inasmuch as you are a man, you are born of human, you will face a lot of troubles in a short lifespan. But we can get a better version of our life in God, in a better and a transformed place, in a better and a transformed state. Like the life of a human is filled with trouble, either we agree or not. That is what the Bible says. Life is short and is filled with trouble. In this life that is short, that doesn't last forever, having understanding gives us peace and makes us know that we have a God that can help us to live a better life. So when we have a better understanding and the knowledge of how this life should be run, we will know that our lifeline is only centered in God. Our lifeline that we need for our life to be sustained is only in the supernatural ability of God. Anybody that his lifeline is outside God is on his own, is on our own. But anyone that waits on the Lord, that acknowledges that my lifeline is only in God, and it is only in God I can make it, the person lives a life that is different. That is why the Bible says, have you not known, have you not heard? A lot of people don't know. When we don't know and we don't hear that the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, is the one that neither wearies or faints, because he is not born of man. He is a supreme being. So he cannot be weary, and he cannot faint like we faint. That is why we need this higher authority to help us, because he will not faint. He never goes weary, because man's ability is short. Man ability is weak. Man ability is helpless. That is why we need to run to this God who never fails, who never weary, who never slumbers. Having this lifeline is what sustains us. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Jesus said to the people once more. That means he has said to them before. He reminds us daily, because as human we have this tendency to forget. So we need to remind ourselves daily with the word of God. Jesus said to them once more, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads the life. Everybody carries a life, but our life is ruled in darkness outside God. That is why Jesus said, anyone that follows me, it is a choice. When we make that choice to follow God, we will live that life that light leads. The light of God is what we need to be sustained in this life. Your word is a lamp unto my feet to lighten my path. Every one of us have a path in our journey. Our journey is filled with different paths. But when that path is filled with darkness, how do we see the path? How do we see the way out? And anybody that doesn't see the way out will continually go into darkness, deep darkness, gross darkness on the person until the person is doomed and have no eternal rest above. So we need that light that God carries that can lead our life to the life that has sustainability, to have the life that is filled with the peace of God, to have the light that strengthens, to have the life that is transformed. Bible says Jesus is telling us that we can have this life that carries the light in God, but He is the passage. When the light leads our life, the process of renewal becomes easier through the word of God. The process of renewal is what changes our weaknesses and our helpless state to a transformed state. Anyone that refuses this transformed state is on our own or on his own. The intervention of the light is what opens us up to the change that we need. The change of the supernatural. The change where we change our bet from the natural to the supernatural. Until we change our bet by following the light of God, we cannot make a way out. The renewal of strength in this is the change of bets. Until we change our bets, until we switch our bet to the supernatural, we cannot experience the renewal of strength. We cannot experience the renewal of strength to make that impact that God has sent us to come and do on it. The devil might make us feel that or make us have the sense of, I am making it, I am achieving it. But I want us to know that anything that is looking like a thing, anything that is a copy, it's not the original. So we should not allow the devil to deceive us that I am this, I am getting it. It looks as if I'm having a way out. I'm breaking through. Any breaking through that is outside God is a copy. It is not the original. So until we move to that God that can give us the original, a copy is just like a mirage. It's a thought encouraging ourselves that I am it. I am becoming like it. But anything that is becoming like it. It's not original. Our originality is in God. Our originality is when we transform our natural to the supernatural, following the light which Jesus has given to human to live that life that God has called us for creation. We'll be rounding off today because of time and space. I want us to know that we can only enjoy our renewal of strength in changing our bets from the natural to the supernatural, which God carries. The life of God is the life of the supernatural to make us live that life. Without the knowledge and the understanding of who the supernatural is, we cannot live that life of supernatural. We cannot live that life impact. We cannot become a better version of ourselves. I pray that as we go today, the Lord will open our eyes. The Bible says, the entrance of your word gives light and understanding. We pray that the word of God that we have heard today will fall on the right side of our hearts. It will bring light and understanding. This word will open our eyes to our weaknesses and our helplessness, and will help us to run to that light that the life of God carries to make us a better version for ourselves in Jesus' name. As we go, the grace of the Lord goes with us in Jesus' name. The Lord will open us up to understanding and teach us that we need to run to His presence for a renewal of strength, and that will be our portion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want to use this medium to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Until we walk in this light, we cannot enjoy that life that God has given to us. Come to God through Jesus. Let Him open you up to the light that will transform you and make you a better life, a better person, so that you can make your own impact on earth. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace and the peace of the Lord goes with us. The presence of the Lord abides with us, and we have testimony at the end of today in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Go in the strength of the word of God. It is well with you. God bless you.